Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. You are listening to episode 334 of the podcast. That's right, 334 straight Mondays of podcasting for your enjoyment and pleasure, and in my enjoyment and pleasure. I love recording the podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful week, getting a chance to get out there and do something really creative, something fun, relax, take care of yourself. Still a stressful time for a lot of people, so make sure you're doing a little self-care out there and giving yourself something to do to relax and enjoy the day. This week, I wanted to talk about the nature of storytelling. The craft of telling the story, but not how we tell a story in a photograph. Not the importance of storytelling in a photograph, because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of conversations out there about the nature of that story, about why photographs need stories, about how you tell your story, about how sometimes you need multiple photographs to succinctly tell your story, and that sometimes a photograph is just a visual experience. It's not necessarily a story undertaking in its entirety. You know, a photograph can be multiple different things. But in the storytelling, the part I wanted to talk about was how we respond to storytelling and how we can better communicate about our work in an interesting way through a dialogue of storytelling. One of the things I often get asked about by photographers is, how do I make sure that people understand the story I'm trying to tell in my photographs? And part of that is, you know, editing, selecting. Part of that is making sure the sequence is good on the photographs. Part of that is writing an artist statement that speaks to what your intention was and what your story about the photograph was. And part of it is recognizing that you're ultimately not completely in control of the viewer's experience when they look at your work, particularly if you're not there. But if you are there, there's an interesting opportunity to think about how that story is crafted, how that story is unfolded. And that's what I want to talk about today in the podcast, is that we have an interesting opportunity as photographers, as creators, as artists, of guiding the conversation we have about the work we create. We have an amazing opportunity when we're present with our work to talk about our work and to engage in a dialogue about our work in a really meaningful way. And this is I think the most important part is the way we have that conversation allows us to create the space for a really unique learning opportunity for everybody in that conversation. And part of it helps us break down some of the weird associations we may have about how work is created. It allows us to get out of conversations about equipment and gear. It allows us to get kind of to the crux of what is the experience somebody is having with our photographs. Because I think for any of us who are attempting to create meaningful work, work that really matters to us, what we're ultimately wanting to do is create work that we connect with and that somebody else connects with. Does it really matter that they connect in the exact same way, that they understand the exact same story, or is it better that they just get a sense of theme? If you think about literature, we all have different experiences of books we read, but we might pick up on similar themes or elements within the story that are significant. But we all have different interpretations sometimes of how a piece of literature and what is significant in a piece of literature or a character. You know, we might gravitate towards a lesser known character in a novel as somebody we identify with. We all have these different experiences. So as we talk about our photography, as we talk about our images that are up on the wall, I think one of the interesting opportunities we have is to let go a little bit of our insecurity that has us always wanting to provide an answer to questions we get asked. What is it? Where was it taken? What does it mean? That we shift that conversation a little bit and we get a little bit Socratic in our approach, where we answer questions with questions, but not in a way that's annoying, not in a way that is condescending, not in a way that makes somebody feel stupid, but in a way that says there is something about the work that you've connected with. So let's talk about that. So when somebody asks you something, digging a little bit deeper under the surface to understand, why are they asking that photograph? What is it about that experience? The question of, oh, is it digital or film? Asking why, does that change your experience? What is it about looking at that if it was film that would make you experience one thing, or if it was digital, it experience another? Putting that question back on the viewer And like I said, not in a condescending way, not in an arrogant way, not in an angry way, but in a way of inciting a conversation about understanding the deeper meaning they're having. Because that question is, has a root of the experience the viewer has of the image. So if we look back and we think to ourselves, what is it about the photograph that has them ask that question? And it may be, and this is one of the things I think a lot of photographers forget, is that we may not have the experience, the language to enter into the conversation with the photograph. So we start with what we know. And what I know is digital film. What I know is some technical questions. What I don't know is an emotional response, an intention level question to ask. We have to learn some of that language. And so as a photographer, this is your opportunity to help somebody into that conversation, the conversation you'd like to have about your work. What do you find meaningful? What do you find significant? So when somebody asks a technical question, rather than just answer it, oh, it was F8 at 5.6, or I shoot Canon cameras, asking why, what is it about your experience? Why does that question interest you so much? And see if you can peel back the layer behind that question. If you think about the questions you want somebody to ask about your work, if you think about the experiences you want somebody to have about your work, being able to answer the questions they ask in a way that guides the conversation to that deeper, richer, more meaningful level is, I think, something we all can do. And I think it's something that would definitely elevate our conversations in photography, because it would allow us to shift from what's easy and comfortable that I know into what's easy and comfortable, but I don't know how to ask. And sometimes knowing just how to phrase a question allows the next conversation about the next photograph to be even easier. So if you think about one photograph on the wall that starts off with, are you a Nikon or Canon? And really what they're asking is, you know, how did you think about the photograph? That's a really amazing shot. How did you get yourself in the position to photograph that? How did you come up with the idea? Whatever it is, it ultimately leads to the next question. We start with what we know. So if you peel back that layer and you say, oh, you know, gear isn't something I really think about. What makes you ask that question based on what you're seeing in the photograph? Always redirect the question back to the experience the person has looking at the photograph. If you think about, do you use Photoshop as a question? Yes, I use Photoshop. Yes, I manipulate my photographs. All that does is basically close down a conversation. It says and reinforces something maybe they already believe. Maybe they looked at the photograph and it's surreal looking enough, or just on the edge enough that maybe all you did in Photoshop was crop the photograph. But they don't think that hummingbird, that portrait, that light that came down through the mountains was real and you just faked it. So by saying, yes, I Photoshop, what you meant to say was, yes, I cropped in Photoshop. What they say is, oh, that's a fake photograph. But if you say something like, oh, well, what's your experience of the photograph? What makes you, why would you ask that question? But in asking that question, is there something in the photograph that would change your experience if you knew it was Photoshopped? Because all photographs get manipulated on some level. You know, and to have that conversation about photo manipulation, about how it's our experience and our feeling, and if you are connected to a photograph, if you emotionally gravitate towards a photograph, and then you find out it's Photoshopped, and you don't emotionally connect to it anymore, I think the question then becomes, well, what is it about the experience of knowing that it was in Photoshop that changes your relationship? Because a painter, if you think about a painting on the wall, and they say, oh, yeah, I did mix the paint to create new paint. So, you know, it's not just paint out of tubes anymore. We don't then say, well, geez, I really don't connect with that photograph, that painting anymore. I don't like that painting knowing that the paint was mixed. You know, I want paintings that come straight out of the tube. No paint mixing. We would never say that. But in photography, because we don't engage in those more deep conversations about how we emotionally connect to the work and what we emotionally connect to, it becomes easy to be dismissive of that photography. And I think that's the thing that we ultimately don't want. And it's one of the reasons as photographers, when we create work, we get insecure about answering some of those questions and about guiding that conversation, is we don't want the work to be passé, dismissed, such that our story and narrative is dismissed. But if we can shift that conversation again, like I said, not in a arrogant sort of way, but in a really meaningful conversation sort of way, asking questions. And sometimes a question begets another question. Do you Photoshop your work? What is it that you emotionally respond to in the work that connects you to the photograph? I'll answer your Photoshop question in a second. I'll answer your question about paper and printing. I'll answer your question about cameras in a second. But, you know, you've connected with the photograph enough that you want to ask some questions. So what is it you're connecting with the work? And that's going to help me understand better how to ultimately answer the question you asked. And I think you'll find once we shift out of that conversation and into how we're connecting to work, they actually don't care about the original question they asked because it wasn't the question they wanted to ask in the first place. They wanted to ask, what is it about the work that I'm connecting with? What is it about this work that I'm excited about, that interests me, that scares me, that has me not interested in the work at all? Maybe it's something they look at and they're like, wow, this is just not that interesting work. And they want to understand why they're not connecting with it. So being willing to engage in that dialogue requires us as photographers to engage in that dialogue. It's not enough to put a photo on the wall and have that be it. We need to talk about the work. We need to have these meaningful conversations about the work. And like I said, sometimes a photograph is just a pretty photograph, but that's okay. We have that conversation. Sometimes it's work that we really connect with. You know, it really resonates with us. Something about it that's just a pretty photograph to somebody is an emotionally impactful photograph to another. And that's okay too. We have all of those conversations, but as photographers, I think it's important for us to engage in that dialogue, to teach people how to have those conversations, because that's, I think, the strongest skill that we lack as photographers is we lack the ability to listen to what the question is, to think about really what is that person actually asking, because again, they probably don't have the language to ask what they're responding to. And so be willing to spend a little bit of time, put a commitment into that relationship you're having with the person who's talking about your work in a meaningful way. When somebody says, I love your work, rather than saying just thank you, say, what is it about my work that you love? What do you connect with? Those little conversations, it's the willingness to engage in a dialogue beyond the yes, no answer that really pushes our photography forward and pushes our photo community forward. So hopefully this week, as you start to have conversations about your work, even if it's your own conversation about your work, you start to pull back some of those layers of the onion. You start to think deeper about what you're hearing and what you're responding to in a really kind of significant way. Think about how you can engage in a more meaningful conversation about your work. I hope you have a wonderfully creative week. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate you spending a few minutes with me this week. I hope you have, a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Oh, this is where the normal music would play out at the end, but unfortunately I have none, so just pretend like you're hearing music now. All right, thanks, and have a great week.